weiter in Shas Prima Bezirat of Einva, picking upon Ein Hema Bees, but about the Pays, but a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zak the Halaga Mishnah, Master Fellows will finish the fifth parak. Let's begin the sixth parak. As Socher is Umanam. If you go and you hire workers, Vehitu Zetze, and they trick one another, Ein Lehem Ze Al Ze Ela Taruma, the only thing they could have from one another is complaints. The Gemara is going to go way into this, explaining what is going on over here. It's going to be pretty much the hold off here. Now the Gemara goes and says, Socher is a Chamer Vzakadr. Let's go and I hire a donkey dryer or a kader, which Rashi says is a balkaron, a wagon driver, lahavi prafrin, and I hired them in order to bring prafrin. That is what says Rashi, eitzim meshufin. These are the wood, smooth wood, but no, I mean beautiful. Lasso's la period, I'm using in order to make a canopy, a wedding canopy. V'chalolam l'kalo l'meis, or I hire someone to bring flutes in order to l'sameach chasam v'kal, says Rashi, or l'meis l'konam in order to wail over them, to cry over them. Upolim l'halos pishanam in a mishra, I hire workers in order to go take out my flax from the water. Rashi says that ma'im shisharim b'em cannabis upishtan kishem b'gavolam, and they're still in their stalks, and I put them in there in order to do the process of getting it ready to be used. V'chol davar oven, anything that's going to be lost. V'chol and they go and they back out of this work, then in such a case, b'makom she'ein sham adam, if there's no one there, what does that mean, Rashi? She'einu motzi polim liskor v'apishtan avad v'hu samach alem, everything's going to be lost. What's going to be? Now, it doesn't mean you can't hire anyone. It doesn't mean you can't hire anyone for the same price. You're going to have to pay a lot more. Then soch alem, you can go and rent out other people. Rashi says, b'nei adam b'yoker v'aleim l'shalem. The other first guys have to go and they have to pay for that. Oh, mitan, or you could trick them in order to work for you. Rashi says, first, the Gemara is going to explain what that's talking about. Hasocher ha-sa-umanim. Let's say I hire some workers. Rashi says, lasas malacha b'kablonis b'kach b'kach. You know, I hire them, they're going to do work for me, they're going to get the X amount done, you know, for this amount of money, v'chazban, and then what happened? They back out of the job, and they don't go, they don't finish it off. The din is, yadam alach tachtona, their hand is on the bottom. Rashi says, im hukru po'olim, like let's say I hired them for $6 a day, and they stop midday, so you would think, okay, I'll pay them $3, they stop midday. Rashi explains though, but im hukru polim, if now the job for this type of thing about hire someone midday at this time I would start it, it would cost $8 a day, not four, not $6 a day. That means half a day is going to cost me $4 as opposed to $3 that it used to cost me. Then im hukru polim ve'enu motzi mishi yigmerenu b'schar shahoya magia le'elu ala asid lasos ma'akev mischar mima sha'asu kol mashi yitzarach lo'otzi ad she'tigmar melakto b'schar she'pasuk kemelu. Then I go out and I have to go and pay him off, you know, the four. The other guy's got to pay the rest of it, meaning I pay him less. V'im huzlu polim, let's say the workers, the value of workers went down. V'im sashigmarenu b'pachos and yosim lahem masha asu and v'yitain lahem masha pasuk. You give them what they were pasuk. And asu chetzia, you give them the chetzicharin. They can't say, oh, there's other people that's in the place. Ligmor melachtach, finish your work. V'tein lanu kol scharein, give us all chutzpi mashe not leu, except for what these guys got. Basically, what you would think is, the guy says, I did half the job, give me $3. The problem is if the value goes up or goes down. And therefore, I'm going to have to pay more or less, depending on how that works. And therefore, you'd be ala tachtona. I'm the one who's gaining over here as the hirer, and you're the one who has to over, you could lose out. Beep, turn the page, ayin vav. Im balabayis chozabo. Let's say I back out, and I don't let you go and finish the job, says Rashi. Yitin lehem lefi ma sha'asu. I give what you do. V'im huzlo meleches polim. Al karcha yitin lehem kama sha'pasak. Even if it goes down, you give how much your posak. Chutzi ma sha'tzarech. Lo tzalas pashlamasa. Whatever you have to give to finish it off. But they didn't do yet. But yada al tachtona means I'm the one who loses out over here. Finishes the Mishnah. Kol ha'mashana. Anyone who goes and changes, switches, is mashana. Then yada al tachtona, his hands on the bottom. Kol ha'chozerbo. Yada al tachtona, when he backs out, his hands on the bottom. Rashi says, kol ha'mashana yada al tachtona. I gave you wool to go out to dye a certain color. This goes takes back to the above a comma. And I gave it to you to make it red, and then you ended up making it black. Then what happens is like this. If the amount of the material goes up by being dyed is more than the expenses that the dyer put into it, then the dyer gets paid only for that. But if the expenses go more than that, coming from that, then he's paid for the improvement. And again, the Gemara is going to explain what this is talking about. Zokta Halakha Gemara. The Gemara's Mishnah's opening statements are a little bit ambiguous, a little strange. Chazru zeba zelukatani, like it didn't start off by saying that they backed out one from another, right? What does it say? It says that asocha sa'umnon vehitu zedze, and they tricked one another, but not that they backed out from one another. So what does that tell you? That chazru zelukatani says Rashi that the nihave hai hitu heim es balabais, or balabais osam, it should have said chazra. So if it's talking about the boss to the worker, then it should use a different lashon. Elehitu zeze. It says tricked. The atu pol lemadadi, which seems to be implying that it's the workers that tricked each other. Rashi says echad min apolim hita es chaver. One of the workers tricked his friend over there. Now, what in the world is going on here? Hechidami. The amar le balabayas is talking about where the worker that the balabayas said to the worker. Zil ogre lipolim. Go, you know, you have this often. You get a work and you say, you know, like, Carlos, go get me a lot of workers. Hire for me, you know, more people to do some jobs. Vazu vat inu. And he goes and he tricks them. Carlos goes and tricks all the people over there. Hechidami. Now, what exactly is the case? Idam le balabayas barba. If what it means is that the worker said, that the balabayas said to the first worker, to Carlos, to go hire them, to pay them 4 zuz a day. Rashi says, Lioma, vazivar melu betlasa. And he goes and he says that I'm going to pay, you know, he'll pay you, betlasa is going to pay for 3 zuz a day. Like, why could they complain? What happened? They agreed to the deal over there. Savar v'kabel. They thought about it. Rashi says, "My tar musam." What exactly is their complaint? If they accepted what was offered them, they could have said no. Idam le balabayis b'talasa. So if you want to say maybe it means that the balabayis says I'm going to hire you for 3 a day, 3 zuz v'azuli l'amelu b'arba, and he goes and he says, "Yeah, we want to hire you. We'll pay you 4 zuz a day." Then Hechidami says Rashi Villa Arev Lo Nasa Malabayas Ella Gimel. Again, Hechidami, what's the case? Idam Elohu Scharchem Alai. If he said that I'm going to take upon myself to go and pay it, then they said Lo Mididay. Then he has to pay the remainder one to each of them. The time runs in a bayis. So is Apollos is Bishalo. If someone hires workers, if I go to hire someone to do a job in my field, and then instead of showing them my field, I go and I show my neighbor's field, and they do the work there. Then I have to go and give them the full amount that I said. And then I go and I take from the Malabayas that which he gained from the fact that, you know, he benefited from his field getting better, even though he never asked for it. So our Mishnah can't be talking about a case where one worker promised to pay the others a greater amount, because in that case, they could actually get it from that particular worker. The Mishnah is talking about a case where Carlos says to them, oh yeah, it's on the Malabayas, he's going to pay the 4. And in that case, the workers can get it only from the balabayas. And since he never said he's going to give that extra one, he only said 3, not 4, they can't go and claim it from him. The workers, therefore, have nothing. All they can do is complain against Carlos for saying something that's actually not true. Frankly, Gemara, let's just take a look and see. Velechse polem hechi mitagri. Let's see how much is this going right now. Right? Says, imitagri barba al karchi de balabayas, neisei barba, then he's going to pay him barba. Dalkatani, no tell me balabayas, ma shehe neo. So what he gained from him, right? The price that we brought before, that he goes to the guy next door and he gets arrested. Viafa pishalot sivo, even in command to do this. Varehe neo, so mikach, vimitagri bishlosha, my Torah masikan. If the going rate is 3, then that's what they're getting anyway, right? So what's the issue over here? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the rate depends. Some are higher for 4, some higher for 3. Right? So therefore, now they can complain. The Armule, because they can go and they can say to the Carlos, had you not told us that we are going to get paid 4, then we would have worked harder to find another job and then worked for 4. But now you're making over, only getting 3. Rashi says, have a tachinan, levakish adam de zigzag, the zakuk lapolim, shiskabarba. We would have worked that out. So, But if everyone only charges three, then there wouldn't be obviously to complain for such a case. So now, says the Gemara, that's one answer of how we understand the idea of what does it mean that they only have a complaint. They only have a complaint in a place where it could be three, it could be four, and he told them four, but it ended up being that it was only the hirer only said only three. So now we pay according to what's the going rate, and the going rate could be three or four. And now he messed them over, but there's nothing to do. Anybody see another answer? Is Hachababala Bayis Askin, and we're talking about where they are. Field owners, they themselves have fields, and the only time they're going to go to work for someone else, if it's going to be worth it, are going to get paid a good price. That says, "Bepol yeshlo e ba'iseima ba'alabayis askinan, bepol she yeshlo la'atzmo sados shein shalo ve'lo niskar lemel chasacherim im lo biyoser al demei schiris." Unless it's, you know, good pay. Behind the taromas, this is his complaint. Di lav amret li bedalid leisem mezalzabatzmi. I wouldn't have been mezalzab myself to do it. Therefore, they can complain. Darmalei, because they can say, "Ilav darmet lebe arba." Avinu told us to have a zila ban milsa li tagre. We never would have done this. We would have found it. You know, this is very demeaning. Tie ourselves for such a regular amount of money over here. That's answer number two. So number three. Now, Ibai Seven, we can understand what's talking about zila bepola maskin. Really, we're talking about regular workers over here. Rashi says, "Aregim it's normal they go out to work. Yeah, that's what they do. They take standard protocol. How much people get paid? They don't know who feels, but what's their complaint? Normally, they could say to Carlos, "Came with Armadillo, my boss, as you told us for, Tarchin and Vavdina and Lachavina Shapirta. You know, we did some pretty good work over here. We worked hard. If we were only getting three, then we would have done, you know, average quality. You know, we wouldn't have done the best." It's like years ago, I hired someone to redo my floors, some Arabuchki. And at the end of the job, the guy finished off. He said, "Yeah, I didn't do a great job. If you would have paid me more, I would have done a better job." Couldn't believe the guy said it to me. Anyway, says Gemara, what? Velechze aviditayu. Let's check their work. If it ends up being this better work, then they should be getting four zoos because of the fact that, you know, they put in more work. And if it's not, then they should only get three, and there's no way to go and complain over it. Says Gemara, but Rivka, we're dealing with a case of Rivka. She says, what's Rivka? Shechafru charitz vivos sadeh. They dug ditches around the field. Ve'ein melachta nikeres. It's not as recognizable. You know, the malumaya, the water filled it up before you can go and you can check it out. Says Gemara, Rivka nami made the yada. But with digging also, you can know, you know, whether it was a lower quality or higher quality of digging. Tamali Maya Velo Yudisimar. No, again, we're dealing with okay, I already jumped the gun and explained this. Let's take one step back then. Perifka, we're dealing with the dug the ditch. You can't check. Perifka Nami made the other. You can know. No, Tamali Maya Velo Yudia. Water filled it up, and therefore you don't know. So therefore, they can go and complain against this guy Carlos because he could have gotten more over there. Ibaisema, another answer, which really is an answer that we saw already. We're gonna take a look at it again. Really, what's the case you're talking about? Something that we said is the Olam Damarle Balabai. Really, we're talking about where the Balabayas said that he's going to pay four zuz per day. And then the Carlos guy comes in and says to the workers, and he tells Carlos he's willing to do it for four. And Carlos goes and says, that, yeah, we'll do it for three. I was going right some of a cabal, and when you said, okay, but what do you want from them? They accepted it, so there's nothing they could say. They can still complain. Why? Because they can say to him, "Less lach al timna tov mi ba'alav." I'm sorry, "Less lach al timna tov mi ba'alav." There's a pasuk that says, "Pasuk hu b'mishlei." You don't hold to the pasuk that says, "Don't withhold good from its owner," right? If he's willing to pay his hire, then why is it you held that back from us? That's what they can go and complain about. Says the Gemara, okay, period. Pshita, i'amar le balabayis betlasa. It's obvious that if, let's say, the balabayis told Carlos to go get other people three zuz a day, and he said four, and i'amar le kibosh amar balabayis. And they say, we are of a mind to accept that which the Balabayas said, and they care what they think what that means is, they think it means four over here. They tie you, ayiluya, that their mind is to get the higher, meaning to get the four zuz. Rashi says, "Afa bishamar lo, harenu niskarim kidiri Balabayas, lo lepachos mikitsavto shel ze amru, elo lehosif, v'kach amru mehem neslan, we trust, the hachi amru balayas," that's what the Balabayas said, four. V'kim the Balabayas, poches, since he went less, "Ilmar lehen, hai shebekarim alai, yitin mishalo, v'ilmar shebekarim, oh, I'm sorry. I amalehem, hai scharchem, If the guy, Carlos, said, yeah, your schar is on me, he has to give from his own stuff. But if he said that the schar is on a balabayas, and he said it, then they have a tarumas against him. So the tarumas on the higher price. That balabayas by Abba, but let's say you have the flip. The balabayas tells Carlos, higher the bet four. He says to him, it's going to be three a day. The Abu Kamashal Elias, that what the Balabai said, that's what we're in. The Maya, what's going to be the din now? Because he said, like the Balabai, Balabai's really said four, and that's really on three. Adibura Dideka Samche, are they relying on the worker, on Carlos' word over here? And the Amrilay, Mehemrat Lan, the Hachi Amr Balabais, basically saying, we trust you that this is what he said, and therefore, they're only getting three Zuz because Carlos didn't say they're getting more than that. They're being stomach on the words of the Balabais. They're saying that they don't, I don't trust you. And that I want whatever the Balabais said, that's what we want. And if that's the case, then they would actually get four Zuz because that's how much it said. So let's take a look. Toshima wa 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 wa. Have legiti. A throwback, you guessed it, to get in. Let's say a woman goes to somebody and says, bring to me my get. This is a woman says, bring my get. And then the husband, the person says, the husband, your wife said to me, accept my get for me. Like something like as a shech to accept. And the husband says, he gives the get and says, this is the get. Is like she said. Rav Nachman, Rav, afilu gia get liyadei demigrasis. Even if the get gets to her hands, get, even if it arrives to her hands, she's not going to be divorced. Now, shamat bina, what do we see? Adibura didei kasamach. We can learn from here that the husband is relying on the words of the shliach. Just to take it one step back, Rashi explains that when she says, Havili get, Giti, that this woman says to this guy, you know, bring to me my get, what she's saying is go to my husband and he's going to make you into a shaliach in order to give me the get. So then she has to, he has to then take the get and give it to her. Now what happens is he comes and says, your wife said I should be a shliach for her to accept the get. And he says, whatever your wife says in such a, I'm giving to you according to what my wife said. Then what happens is they're not divorced at all. Even if it gets her hand. We see that Adibur Dibdei Kasamech, we could see that the husband's relying on the words of the shliach. Therefore, he's giving the get to him as he's supposed to accept it for her. And he's not actually making him a shliach. So, but really, we know that the woman didn't make a shliach to accept it. And therefore, this guy's not a shliach for anyone. And Rav Nachman, therefore, says that the woman's not divorced because the get hasn't been given over from the husband to the wife. So, kum tuchois. Rav Nachman is accepting the first approach that we just said, that when workers say to the guy, to the Carlos, we're accepting that which was said by the big boss, and they're relying upon the shliach of what the big boss said, and they're accepting the terms that the shliach has put forth over here. If you want to say that she's accepting if he's relying on the wife's real words, then really the husband is making this guy into a shliach. So when the get gets to her hands, she should be divorced. So it must be, we can come out that the workers are relying on Carlos's word. Oh, there's your riot. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, not necessarily. Beep, turn the page. Hochi Ashta. How are you comparing these two cases? If it would have said the opposite, meaning if Rav Nachman would have said, where the wife told someone, Hiskaba ligiti, accept the get for me, right? She goes and says, she makes him into a shliach. And then the shliach goes and says, your wife said, bring my get to me. In other words, that he's not the shliach, but he's just going to be bringing it in order to give it only when it comes to her hand. And the husband says, Okay, this get is like she said. Vamrav Nachman and Rabbi Ravu Amarav Mishagia get the other begreshes only once it gets to the hand, they're divorced. Alma Dibur Didaka Samecha must be that would come out that the husband's relying on the wife's actual words. He doesn't believe the shliach what he says over here. He wants the shliach to fulfill the wife's what he said. In that case, he becomes the shliach for Kabbalah and he receives it. Inami. Right, so Mishia get liyad of agreshes. Even once it's in his hands, they're divorced. Amad Rebbe Dibudak Yosamech. Inami Mishia get liyad of agreshes. Or if Rav Nachman would have said that once the get reaches her hand, then she's divorced. Amad Rebbe Didei Yosamech. He's being samech on the shliach's words. Rav Nachman would have said that the get works when it's given to the wife, and that would prove that the husband is doing what the shliach said. That I'm going to bring this get like as your shliach. Then the shliach would accept the get on these conditions and would have been his shliach. Ella hasam, but over there in the case of Nachman, actually says the reason the get is no good, this doesn't have anything to do with what the husband has in mind. Because the shliach completely nullified his own shlichus. Because he basically said to the husband, I'm going to be a shliach lekabbalah, to accept, but I'm not going to be in order to go and to bring it. So therefore, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about over here. Okay, another answer to try to figure out what we're talking about. We're talking about that if Hittu's answer, they go and they tricked one another, and we had said, well, it can't mean that the boss is tricking the workers. It sounds like it means the workers are tricking the other workers, which is what we just dealt with. But now we're going to come back to say, who says? Maybe it means the boss of the workers of the boss. That you wanted to say, no, it should have said Chazru if it's the boss and the employers. Employer and employees. But we say, no, who says? Haitana chazru, nami hitu karelei. They call the word chazru and hitu, they're interchangeable. Rasha v'zad zed, the kani, masizim v'polin v'balabayis nami kamar, v'lobit v'ititu polo ma'adad. It doesn't mean that the workers are drinking each other, but it's between the boss and the workers. The time you're willing to the brisa, socher sauman, if hitu as palabayis. I'll show you that hitu and chazu can be interchangeable because it says that socher sauman is someone who hires workers, the hitu is palabayis, and they trick the palabayis. A palabayis hitu a son, or he tricks them. Elamazel, ze, elatarumas, all they have against each other is tarumas. Right. Bamed, what are we talking about over here? That all they have is tarumas. So they're going to complain, but there's no actual monetary, claim against them. Shalo holchu, where the worker, the balabayas backed out on it before they actually traveled. Rashi says, Lamakom Hamalacha Baboker Omar Lahem. Chosanibi, it was in the morning, he says that he backed out of it. Aval Holchu Chamar and Velomotsutvua. Let's say he had donkey drivers, to go transport something, and they went there, and there's nothing over there. They're like, what's going on over here? Rashi says, Eitz Hamalacha, could go Im Chamar Mina. Hein Sir Sachar Nahavilo Tvua Mimakam Acher, Vahokov Lomatsu, then find one. Oh, in Polim, Hein Sir Sachar Lador to go on to dig Sadeu, Vahokov Matsu Sade, Shilacha Bamayim, in Rui Lidor, he can't do any Idor over there, says Gemara. So Aval Hokka Chamar Vilomatsu Tvua, Polim Matsu Sade, Kishilacha. But no Selem Schar Mishalim, the boss is to pay them the full day wage. Aval Enu Dome Haba Taun Laba Rekan. But the money they have to be paid, it depends, because you can't compare something when it's filled, a truck that's full or a truck that's empty. Or someone who's actually working is someone who's omen abato. So therefore, they don't get the same amount that actually did the job, but you have to evaluate how much it would be that they're going to get. When is it that all they have is tarubes? Shalom eschil b'malacha, where they haven't yet started their work. Aval eschil b'malacha, shomer lahem sha'asu. If they haven't started the work, then what happens? Then we have another day, and we evaluate the amount of the work that they already put in, and you have to pay them at least that. Ketzad. How so? Kiblu kamaliktzer v'shnei slayim. Let's say the workers accepted that they're gonna do kotzer. They're gonna reap an area of grain and they're gonna get two sela for it. Katzu chetzev v'nichu chetzev. They did half. They left half. Beged l'arug v'shnei slayim, or to weave a garment and for two slayim. Argu chetzev v'nichu chetzev. They did half and left half. Shomlehem is masha. Also, they evaluate how much they already did. They did half of it. This is gonna have to pay. Which means that, let's say, if the price of labor went up, and now it's six dinar, and it's going to cost six to finish it. No slim sella. He gives them one sella, which is four dinar, even though it means now that he has to pay more in order to finish off the job. Or if they want, they can finish off the job and get the two sela. V'im sela of the work that they did. Still is a value of sela, no same sela, and it gives them a sela. Okay. Abdosomar, he says, no, how do you work out how much you pay? Shomen lahem masha asad le'asos. We evaluate the value of the work that still has to be done, and that's how much is taken off of the keshmani. Let's say right now the labor to finish it is six dinar. No slim shekel. He gives them a shekel, which is two dinar. And oh yigmu malachtam yitlu shnei slime. Or if they want, the workers want, they can finish it and collect the full two slime, which is eight dinar. V'im sela. And if right now, let's say the value of the work is a sela, no slim sela. And he goes and he gives them a sela. Now, b'medavar memurim, when is this talking about? That in what case do the workers who back out have these terms that we just discussed? That's talking about something that's not going to be a loss if you stop it right now. You know, field rest is valfagav the ain polem mitsuri and achshav kedemoki lay b'sefer she'enu motzi the schor yamtenat shiim say oil v'davar she'enu avadu. It's not something that's going to get a big loss right now. Avadavar, something if you stop bringing out, it's going to get lost. And socher lehem, you can go hire other people, even if it's a ridiculous price of what's going on over there. And the first ones have to pay it. Oh, matan, or you could trick the first workers into go working for them. Kisa matan, how does he trick them? Om lahem, sela katsatsi lechem. He could say, I fixed your wage, your price at one sela. Bo tlushtayim. So he said, come finish the job, and I'll let you take over two sela. Vad kama socha alehem. And how much may he spend? How much can the boss? How much can he spend in order to get other workers if, you know, if they're not coming back? At our boy v'chamishim zuz, up to 40 or 50 zuz. Holy moly. They're hired for 3 or 4 dinar, and now it's going to be 40 or 50 dinar. Bamed, do I remember him that if he stops the work, it's going to ruin what's going on right now? Could I hire someone at an exorbitant price? That's bizman she'ein sham pol lemiska. That's only if there's no one there that you could hire for the, you know, for a regular price. There's other people that you can hire for a regular price. And the original guy goes and says, go hire someone else to do it. Get that guy over there, Jose. Right? Go do that. Then all he can do is he has to do that. And all he can do is he can be upset at the first guys and he can complain about it. Okay, Tani Tana coming to Rav. There was a Tana who taught over here. She says, Bahidalel, the Holchu, the whole case of Holchamar, Vilamosa, they went to the job and didn't find anyone there. This whole idea was brought up, this Bryce's daughter in front of Rav. Noslim Scharim Mishalim. If the workers get there and no one's there, there's nothing work to do, then the boss has to pay the full amount of the day. Amar Leh, so he said back, Chabibi Amar. My Chavibi Amar, Rashi says, Dodi Rav Chiya, my uncle Rav Chiya, he says, Ilu ana avoy, if I was the boss, Lavi Yivnalem Elak a Paul Battle, I would have only paid them the amount of Paul Battle. A Paul Battle is that I have to take a look and see. They didn't actually work that day. And how much would you pay for someone who's not working? Vatam and Usam Schar Mishalim. You're gonna say you have to pay him Mishalim like a full day's work? That's a little bit crazy. It says Vaha Allah Katani, but what do you mean on that? The Bryce says, in Odoma Baton La Barekan, you can't compare something that comes loaded up to one which is empty. Also Malachal Yoshibata, someone who does work and someone who's Yoshibata. Right? So these workers don't get the same amount if someone actually does the work. So why does Rav say that I would have done? Rav is implying that the Bryce is going, you know, is going against Rav Chiya. Lo saimu kamei. No, he didn't finish off the brisa before Rav spoke up. He thought that it meant if the paper full as if they worked. Turns out, no, they're really saying the same thing and everything is good and dandy. You only pay them like a schar batel, a poor batel. Ikir da'amri, some say, saimu akame, they did finish off the brayso of achram. This is what he was saying. Chabibi, my uncle said, if I was the boss, lavi yavina leklal, I wouldn't have paid the worker at all. I wouldn't give him nothing. Says Rashi, demazlayu garam, this is their mazel, ve'inu nami, havu lahula suke adatayu, shalo yimsasad lacha. And, they shouldn't get anything over here. The field is too wet in order to go work over there. They should have realized this could be before they accepted the job, and therefore the boss is not actually chayev anything to them. And you're saying that you should go ahead and get paid like a poor bata. I wouldn't give him anything. But this brisa is taka kasha now to Rav Chiya. Says Gemara, lo kasha. Ha the sayla arya midurta. Rav Chiya who said that he gets nothing is talking about where the boss and the workers checked the land the night before, and therefore they saw what it's all about. They should have known what's going to happen. But the Bryce is talking about a case where they didn't see it before, and the workers had no idea of actually knowing what's going to be, and therefore they should get paid like a Paul Buttel. You know what that's like? Kiha de Amar Rav. It's like Rav said, Haim man da agar agiri l'rifka. If someone hired workers to go dig around the field, ditches, v'asa mitro mazlei umal yamaya, and then the rain came and filled the filled them with water, and therefore you can't do the digging anymore. Isai ilari m'urta, if they checked the land the night before, beep, turn the page, ayin zayin, then say that the polem, then the fact that it rained, it's the workers' loss, and they don't get paid anything for what happened over there. Lo said but they didn't check it out, say that the balabai, he's one of those after, have a look about bottle, he's to pay him like a poel bottle. Says Rashi, top corner, say that the polem, shalom shardu, have said polemu, the lo yoyev lu midi, the armor lu hum, mazlai chagarm. He's like, what do you want from me? You know, it's just your mazel that this happened over here. We checked it out. You saw what's going on. You agreed it, and therefore you should accept it. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.